ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The road to the White House winding through Southwest battleground states. Former President Trump in New Mexico and Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Nevada and Arizona, focusing on her policies. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
She's been talking about that to-do list, going through policy items that are on it, because, you know, polls have shown people still do want to hear from her about the details of what she would do if she's elected. So I think you'll hear her talk about reproductive rights, as we just talked about, but also how to bring down housing costs, how to bring down child care costs, the sandwich generation, people who are caring for younger children, but also aging adults.
The U.S. condemned North Korea's ICBM launch today. Leader Kim Jong-un claiming it was intended as a message, he says, to rivals who have escalated tensions in the region. Halloween could break some records in the Northeast. Temperatures nearing the 80s in New York City and Boston. The dry conditions, though, also raising the threat of wildfires. This is ABC News. More than 2 weeks after his death, the body of former One Direction singer Liam Payne remains in Argentina. Some employees of the hotel where the 31-year-old fell remain under investigation. Some local drug dealers and hotel staff are also being investigated about their alleged roles in supplying Payne with drugs. The release of his body is dependent on the court's findings in the criminal case. A California state senator taking issue with the abbreviation for one city's name.
People who live in San Francisco have long hated it for whatever reason when out-of-towners call it San Fran or just Frisco. It's kind of a local pet peeve. And so when San Fran began to appear as the abbreviation for addresses of residents on their driver's licenses, state senator Scott Wiener had enough.
It is not San Fran. It is San Francisco.
The DMV has responded to him now, saying it agrees licenses will be fixed to say San Francisco.
ABC's Alex Stone, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Breezy early tonight, then decreasing clouds later and cold with a low of 29. Winds will be west to northwest 15 to 20, tapering to around 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 50, and then a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are still pretty strong. We're up to 22 miles per hour. We've had wind gusts up to 33 miles per hour, and they were holding steady there for a while. And our current temperature is 41 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At this stage of the election, it's time to get out the vote. This is a crucial step that can make or break the presidential campaign of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are nudging Americans to the polls or the mailbox or ballot drop box to make their choices. Democrats are relying on a traditional strategy of targeted phone calls, text messages, and door knocking from the party and its allies to encourage turnout for Kamala Harris. Donald Trump has outsourced much of the Republican operation, including to America PAC, the organization supported by billionaire Elon Musk, which was giving away $1 million a day in prize money, an unorthodox approach. The Democratic nominee for the 3rd Congressional District, Rebecca Cook, hosted a pair of events in Eau Claire Wednesday. Cook traveled to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus at noon for what she called a voting block party. Cook spoke with students and provided bus rides to help them cast their early votes. On Wednesday evening, Cook held a roundtable discussion on reproductive freedom with local medical providers and residents, listening to heavy personal stories and learning about ways the overturning Roe v. Wade affected them. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging residents to sign up for health care coverage when the open enrollment period launches on Friday. In a statement, Governor Evers praised the Affordable Care Act as a game changer for Wisconsin families, which saw over 250,000 residents sign up during the last open enrollment period. Governor Evers has also called for an expansion of Medicaid, claiming it would bring in nearly $2 billion at a crucial time for the healthcare industry. The open enrollment period will end January 15th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line items vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used that authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. A search warrant in Laval led to drug arrest. Tuesday, the Sauk County Drug Task Force executed a search warrant at a residence on Union Street in the village of Laval. The search was conducted in connection with an ongoing investigation into the distribution of marijuana. The same residence had been searched by the Drug Task Force 2 months earlier. In the weeks following the first search, law enforcement continued to receive community tips and concerns regarding drug activity at the residence. As a result, Matthew Nealon, 33, and Samantha Williams, 40, both of Laval, were taken into custody and jailed in the Sauk County Jail on charges of felony bail jumping and possession of THC. The pair have current pending felony charges in Sauk County Circuit Court, including possession with intent to deliver THC, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and money laundering, all stemming from the previous search. The investigation is ongoing and additional criminal charges are possible. If you have any information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285 or your local law enforcement agency. A Grant County man has been sentenced for transporting minors for prostitution. Raymond Amar, a.k.a. Mo, 29 of Cassville, was sentenced Tuesday by Chief U.S. District Judge James D. Peterson to 11 years in federal prison for 2 counts of transporting an individual in interstate commerce with the intent to engage in prostitution. Amar pleaded guilty to these charges on July 18th. The prison term will be followed by 20 years of supervised release. Armoire encountered the 14 and 15-year-old victims in Dubuque, Iowa, in January 2023 when he saw the victims outside of a laundromat. Armoire offered to drive them to his home in Cassville where they could stay with him. The victims accepted his offer, and Armoire drove them across the state lines to his residence where he committed illicit behavior with the girls. On February 1st, a Walmart security officer contacted the Dubuque Police Department after seeing a missing person report for the 2 victims. The security officer had seen the victims with a man identified as Armoire in her store. Police were able to use the information to find Armoire's current address and recover the victims at his residence on February 3rd. At sentencing, Judge Peterson described Armoire's conduct as a very serious crime that badly exploited particularly vulnerable victims. A man wanted for Dane County campground shooting is in custody. Dane County deputies say 33-year-old Micah Riggins was arrested Wednesday night and booked into the jail. Riggins is suspected of repeatedly shooting a man at Madison Campground in DeForest October 20th and fleeing the scene. He now faces charges of attempted homicide and possession of a firearm by a felon. The victim in the case survived the attack. Last Saturday was Drug Take Back Day. Chief Billy Jones reports that the Richland Center Police Department, with the assistance of Partners for Prevention of Richland County, participated in the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Drug Take Back Day, which is a biannual event. The event was hosted at the Richland Center Police Department and continues to be well received in our community.
We held the fall Take Back Day. Detective Jason Pilla, Richland Center Police Department, is kind of the head honcho on that, and he kind of sets everything up. He does all of the pre-signing up and collecting of the boxes and helping me with the advertisements and things like that. And it always is a pretty good turnout every year.
Drug Take Back Day is intended to encourage citizens to safely dispose of unneeded or expired medications.
It's just a great way to get unused and expired medications, whether prescriptions or over-the-counter, pet medications as well, off out of people's cabinets and off the street and disposed of properly.
Chief Jones says residents have embraced the Drug Take Back program.
It's one of those things that where sometimes you get some medications, whether it's from a loved one that maybe has passed away, or maybe you just have a medication change in your lifestyle. And it's just always a good question on what do I do with it? People have always been told, don't flush it down the toilet because that's how it gets into our water system and that's how our groundwater gets contaminated, things of that nature. And ever since we've put the drug boxes throughout the community and the county, this is just an extra step and a good reminder of when we have it twice a year to bring in those expired or not used medications.
The drop boxes around the community have become popular for use year-round for disposing of unused medications.
The last couple years, we've actually collected way more medications out of the drop boxes because they're available every day. So that would mean our numbers or maybe the weight has gone down on the actual drug take back days. But that's okay. We want people to know and to use the drug boxes that are throughout the community. So this year, we collected 31.6 pounds of medication during the four-hour event. So on Saturday the 26th, that was how much we brought in. We then, above and beyond that, collected 212.2 pounds of medication just between the Center Pharmacy and the Richland Center Municipal Building drop boxes. So we have one at the Center Pharmacy and one at the Municipal Building. On top of that, we then collected 80 pounds of medication that was turned over from us from the Richland County Sheriff's Department. So they have a drop box up on the second floor right outside of dispatch. And then we also have a drop box at the Viola Village Hall, which we collected 25.8 pounds of medication from that drop box. So in total, we collected 349.6 pounds of unused medication.
Chief Jones said the nearly 350 pounds were equivalent to 11 boxes of unused medications, which were then submitted for destruction.
Detective Pilla then loaded up in his squad car, and on Monday, he then took that to DeForest, to the State Patrol headquarters, and from there, it goes onto a semi-truck, and they take it away, and they take it to a giant incinerator, and they incinerate it and dispose of it properly.
As a reminder, if you find you need to get rid of unused medications throughout the year, drop boxes are available year-round.
We collect everything from your over-the-counter medications, like your aspirins, Advils, and things like that. But we take ointments, we take patches, so pain patches are a big thing. Non-aerosol sprays, inhalers, creams, vials, pet medications, even liquids. If the liquid is still in its original container, we'll take it, bring it on in, and we'll get rid of it for you.
Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. The Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will have a big anniversary celebration this weekend. Stacy Pilla is from the Brewer Public Library.
We'd like to let the community know about our 55th year anniversary open house, which is happening this Saturday, November 2nd. Library hours on Saturday are from 10 to 2. Some things that we have going on will be a free will donation chili lunch from 11 to 1. We'll have some live music with Monty Burger. Our book sale room will be open. We've got a great special happening in the book sale room. And you can also pick up a free copy of the book Borgia Rose, The Poisoning of Richland County. That's going to be the featured book for an upcoming community read, and that is by local author Katie Alba.
The Brewer Public Library building exists because of a generous individual.
1969, the building opened. Dr. A. Keith Brewer was a native of Richland County and a nuclear physicist with the U.S. Navy, and he decided to donate the building to us 55 years ago.
The building is more than a library. Stacy Pilla mentioned some of the other uses, which you can find out more about at the event.
We've got a lot of great programs going on. We have not just books, we have public computers. You can print, fax, copy, you can reserve a meeting room. There's no cost to do that. All kinds of features.
The Friends of the Brewer Public Library and the Brewer Public Library invite everyone to the library's 55th anniversary open house Saturday from 10 until 2. The library is located at 325 North Central Avenue in Richland Center. You can find more about the event and the library at richlandcenter.wi.gov/library. Trick-or-treat hours around the area are being held this evening. Lafarge and the Village of Viola are holding trick-or-treat hours until 6. Reedstown is hosting a trunk-or-treat at Bliss Park until 6. Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green hours are running from now until 7. Richland Hills Apartments is having at least 9 different treaters ready for you and going until 7 unless treats run out beforehand. Look for the werewolf standing guard at the entrance of the parking lot. Bosque Bell and Richland Center are holding trick-or-treat hours until 7:30. Hours in Gay's Mills will be from now until 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours are from now until 7. And Blue River is holding trick-or-treat hours from 5:30 to 7:30.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. We have no statistics to report this evening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why's that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Certainly a blustery, cool Halloween evening out there thanks to a powerful low-pressure system, which was pushing up through north-central Wisconsin as of late this afternoon. Those westerly winds flowing in have been gusting over 35 miles an hour in our area, over 45 miles an hour in parts of southeast Wisconsin, where they still have a wind advisory in place this evening. Also, a winter weather advisory up in far northwest Wisconsin, where a couple inches of sloppy, slushy snow will occur before winding down tonight. Behind this, high pressure and dry air will filter in for tomorrow, bringing us a much brighter day with much lighter winds as well. But it will be cool, so be sure to have your coats handy. After that, a nice Saturday for the most part, followed by another wave of low pressure coming in from the southwest starting Sunday. That'll be with us for a couple of days, bringing us some off and on showers. Could be fairly substantial rainfall, like at least an inch, some spots more, and we could have some strong winds on the tail end of it once again. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Breezy early, gradually decreasing clouds and chilly. Temperatures falling down into the upper 30s in the evening, 29 overnight. West to northwest wind 15 to 20 and gusty, tapering down to 5 miles an hour late tonight. Mostly sunny and seasonably cool tomorrow, high near 50. Variable wind becoming southeast at 3 to 6. Saturday, partly sunny, low 30, high 58. A good chance of showers coming in late Saturday night. And Sunday, cloudy with periods of rain, low about 40, high up to 57. Monday, warmer with occasional showers, a thunderstorm possible. Heavier rain expected at night with lows in the upper 40s and highs in the mid-60s. Tuesday, a chance of scattered showers for the first part of the day, mostly cloudy and becoming windy. High temperature about 61 and falling. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy, high near 54. Have a great Halloween evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and our temperature is 40 degrees, which is our current low for today. Our daytime high was 60, and that was during our overnight hours, and the morning low was 57. Yesterday's high was 76, and we received 1 43/100 of an inch of rain. Our record high set back in 1950 is 78 degrees, with a record low of 16 set back in 1925. Last year's high was 37, with a low of 29. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:55. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:36. Winds are out of the east northeast at 25 miles per hour at the current time. We have received gusts up to 33 miles per hour today, and a lot of those gusts were steady winds. So it's been a pretty windy day in southwest Wisconsin. Our barometric reading is 29.81, and we have received 11/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has tonight's area sports schedule.
WIAA sectional semifinal volleyball matches coming up this evening in the area. Cuba City is playing at Aquinas. The winner of tonight's Cuba City Aquinas and Nacusa Laconia match will meet at Richland Center High School in the sectional final Saturday. Division 4 tonight, Hillsboro is at Mineral Point. Tri-County plays at Fall River. Division 5 tonight, Belmont is at Barneveld and Sheboygan Christian at Central Wisconsin Christian. The final four teams in the other sectional, Gilman plays Columbus Catholic and Royal, a fourth seed, plays at number 2 seeded Ithaca, with the sectional final coming up on Saturday night at Almond Bancroft. I asked Coach Angie Young of Ithaca about facing Royal. They did meet up in a tournament early this season.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it would have been the beginning of September. We played them in a tournament at Richland Center. And, you know, it's not that long ago, but the amount of change that occurs within these teams during that time, because you're playing so much after that, is crazy. I do know, you know, that we can expect them to bring a strong attacking game. They also have some aggressive servers, so I think we'll have to really be on our toes in that back row again and really working on our passing game. I think Royal has come on strong here at the end of the season again, so definitely want to make sure that we are playing a very aggressive game all around. I'm really hoping we have been playing a very aggressive offensive game. Our front row has been attacking very aggressively, and that is something we will absolutely have to do to win the game.
You can hear the action tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pre-match time around 6:35, first serve time at 7. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss said, "Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple." Schwarz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether those questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Street, Richland Center, and visit Schwarz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
With a big NFC North showdown against the Detroit Lions looming, all eyes at Packers practices are on quarterback Jordan Love. He didn't practice yesterday, and coaches are cautiously optimistic he will be able to take the field for the most important game of the 2024 season so far. Linebacker Quay Walker did practice, offering hope for his return. He missed the Jacksonville game. Jair Alexander and Evan Williams stayed inside with Love when the rest of the players took the field in the Don Hutson Center. Bucks coach Doc Rivers says Chris Middleton took the court for yesterday's practice and did a lot to get ready for a return. The three-time All-NBA performer won't be in the lineup at Memphis tonight. Rivers says he has no timeline for getting Middleton back into action. The coach says he can feel it, adding his team is not there yet, but is close to being the title contender it can be. Wisconsin's men's hockey team is facing its first Big Ten Conference Road Series of the season. Games Friday and Saturday will be played in South Bend, Indiana against Notre Dame. The Badgers will bring a 1-5 record into the series with two losses in two conference games. The Fighting Irish haven't played a conference game yet, but were 4-2 overall. UW sophomore forward Quinn Finley is on a hot streak with points scored in five straight games. He just got over a groin injury, and now Marquette freshman Demarius Owens has suffered a toe injury. Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart says the 6'7" standout isn't likely to play in next Monday's season opener against Stony Brook. Owens is the highest-ranked recruit to come on board in Smart's first four seasons. He was undergoing some testing yesterday. The coach says Owens suffered the injury during a closed-door scrimmage last weekend. And after 42 seasons, Bob Costas is retiring from baseball play-by-play. Costas has done games the past couple seasons for the MLB Network and TBS Sports. His final games were the American League Division Series between the New York Yankees and Kansas City Royals. Costas's contract with TBS expired at the end of the season, but his plans to retire from baseball play-by-play has been in the works for over a year. The Athletic was the first to report on Costas' baseball play-by-play retirement. Costas does plan to address his decision at a future date. And WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company and Schwarz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Halloween and black cats. The two just seem to naturally go together. The Acouch Mountain Humane Society wishes you and your family, including any black cats that you may have, a fun and safe Halloween week. By the way, National Cat Day is also this week, so this is the perfect week to spoil your cat rotten or to adopt a new feline member into your family from your local shelter. To see the cats and kittens currently available for adoption from OMHS, visit its Facebook page, or better yet, call 608-475-1885 to set up an appointment to meet the cats in person at the OMHS Adoption Shelter in Richland Center. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans were higher Thursday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans closed higher. They continue to be influenced by the strength in global vegetable oils and the bullish crush margins. The weekly export numbers were solid with sales up in the week. November beans were six higher at 982 and a half. January was up three and a quarter at 994 and a half. December soybean meal was down $2.10 at $299.50. December soybean oil was up 133 points at $45.14. Corn was mixed, mostly firm. Export sales were below a week ago, but still above average, and demand overall remains positive. While rains delaying the tail end of harvest in some areas, the soil moisture is most definitely welcome. December corn was 3/4 lower at 410 and 3/4. March was a half higher at 426. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with mostly higher trade in the dollar during the session. That rain in the plains and Midwest should help winter wheat planting and emergence catch up. Export sales were down in the week, with Russia maintaining market control. December Chicago was 2 3/4 lower at 570 and a half. December Kansas City was down 6 and a half at 569 and a quarter. December Minneapolis wheat was 4 3/4 lower Thursday at 6.04 1/4. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were lower, waiting to see if there was any direct cash cattle business left to be done during the session. Box beef was lower at midday. That was also an influence. December live was down 12 at 186.30, and February was 27 lower at 186.77. November feeders were down 12 at 245.37. January feeder cattle were 65 lower at 241.32. And hogs were mixed, unwinding previously established spreads. December was down 57 at 83.80. February was 50 lower at 85.20. I'll have your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Cash cattle markets remained quiet Thursday after that light trade reported on Wednesday. Asking prices for what's left on the show list were at 193 live and 299 plus dressed, with a few bids being reported at 190 on the live basis. With light movement, choice box beef was down $1.84 at $3.1760, and select beef fell $3.95 to $2.8537. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 on the week and more than 5,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets closed lower with light negotiated sales. National direct was down 210 at 82.70. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 306 lower at 82.66. The Western Corn Belt was down 311 at 82.70. Midwest butcher markets were closed. Illinois direct sows are not reported. Pork was up $1.54 at 87.16. The estimated hog slaughter of 486,000 head was 1,000 less than last week, but slightly more than last year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Farmers made and paid less in September than August. I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increased phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. USDA says the index of prices received fell 5.6%, with losses in cattle, hogs, market eggs, and lettuce against gains in corn, broilers, turkeys, and milk. More news after this.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
The closure of Pure Prairie Poultry's operations in Iowa. Congressman Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin says the focus now is to help affected farmers who are left with close to 2 million chickens, no feed, and no payments.
First, we're going to try to make our farmers right. We're working through a few different compensatory mechanisms for that. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out.
Congressman Mike Flood from Nebraska thinks there's still a chance Congress can pass a farm bill before the end of the year.
Hopefully, we can act on it in the lame duck. If not, let's get an extension.
United Soybean Board member and farmer April Hemis tells Brownfield some developing countries have been seeking suggestions on ag production practices.
We take so much for granted on how we sustainably raise our crops and what we do, and it really comes to light how needed that is across the world.
And USDA is reporting a solid week for soybean and pork export sales. I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Researchers have determined a cause and potential solution for greenhouse gas emissions from silage. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A team of engineers from Kansas State University are researching silage as a significant but sometimes overlooked source of nitrous oxide emissions. The team is also looking into ways to significantly reduce those emissions from agriculture. On today's episode, we'll hear from Associate Professor of Civil Engineering Zhongdae Im about some of the findings right after this.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends, playing music,
lunchtime,
math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Kansas State University Associate Professor Zhongdae Im has been curious about the link between silage and nitrous oxide emissions for several years.
I noticed that, you know, large hay bales everywhere, and then thought that that's a big chunk of organic matter and at least partly maintained in the absence of oxygen. So I thought that that's a really good habitat for microorganisms, especially associated with greenhouse gas emissions and production and reduction as well.
Im found there hadn't been a lot of research conducted in this area and gathered a team of researchers that simulated silage from corn, alfalfa, and sorghum, monitoring emissions over a 4-week period.
And then I performed additional experiments to find out which microorganisms specifically are, you know, responsible for this nitrous oxide, and found out that a group of bacteria called denitrifiers are responsible for nitrous oxide emissions from silage making. And then with that information, we've tested a couple chemical treatments to specifically control that specific microorganisms.
The experiment also showed that when the chemical chlorate was applied to silage, it significantly mitigated greenhouse gas emissions.
So with this chlorate, we were able to achieve up to 99% reduction of nitrous oxide.
His team is currently working to optimize the formula for safe application. Im says the next step will be a full-scale demonstration.
And also, we need to investigate the potential impacts on the meat production process as well, to see if there's any remaining residual, you know, chlorate or other chemicals that we added in the process. I don't believe that that will be the case.
Im predicts they will eventually be able to reduce nitrous oxide emissions by 2%.
And the calculated investments needed, for example, to add this new formula to all the silages in the U.S. will be less than $10 million. So with that, just $10 million a year, we can reduce 2% of total nitrous oxide emissions. I believe that that's a pretty good deal.
Corteva co-authored the study. The research was supported by a National Science Foundation Career Award. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
was Tim McGraw, and he's a cowboy junkie right here on Country and Community. My name's Tim Thede. Hope you're having a great Thursday evening. Happy Halloween to everybody celebrating Halloween and to all the little trick-or-treaters out there. And I'm sure they can't hear me. They're probably so busy getting out, getting their candy and being excited. And rightly so. That's always one of my favorite times of year when I was a kid was Halloween time. But hopefully you're okay. Hopefully you haven't been blown away either. My God. First of all, our time is 5:49 here in Richland Center, and according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, our current temperature is 40 degrees, but probably feeling a lot cooler out there. That wind has just been nasty out there, to say the least, and we've been getting averages around 17 miles per hour for winds. Right now, we're up to 22 miles per hour out of the east-northeast. I don't think I've seen this in, I can't remember when, where we've had double digits, double digit readings for winds over such a straight period of time. In fact, we had winds up to 33 miles per hour. And another thing I noticed, I'd never seen that before. It's been a while since I've seen that, but if I did, but where the winds were up around over 30 miles per hour and blowing steady. We didn't have just a small gust, but it was steady winds. But hopefully you're staying safe out there, and, you know, hopefully the winds haven't blown too many things away, and hopefully it hasn't hurt anybody out there, too, because you've got to watch out, too, for flying objects. Sometimes things might go end up flying because of the wind. So be very careful out there, and especially Halloween. Everybody driving around, beware of trick-or-treaters. Kids are out enjoying their trick-or-treat time, and you may get some that might get kind of excited and jump out and cross the street when they, instead of stopping and waiting to see if you stopped. So best is to be on the lookout, especially once it gets darker outside. And speaking of trick-or-treating, there is a lot of events going on. You have your choices of trick-or-treating things. Going on till 7, there's trick-or-treating at Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green. Also, trick-or-treating out at Richland Hill Apartments, located at 701 West Seminary Street, right here in Richland Center. At least 9 different individuals will be handing out treats until 7 tonight, or until the treats run out. And those who take part should look for the werewolf at the parking lot entrance. Also, Park Street Christian Church is holding a trunk or treat until 6:30. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church is holding its trunk or treat until 7. And you can get free hot chocolate available there to help you warm up. You definitely will need that with those winds and the cool temperatures. Boscobel and Richland Center is holding their trick or treat hours until 7:30 tonight. Gaze Mills is going until 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours are until 7, and Blue River is holding its trick-or-treat hours until 7:30. So there you are, kept up to speed, and whatever you're doing, hopefully enjoy this Halloween evening.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
My name is Chris Willis. I was hired by Ithaca School District as a new teacher in 1988. Ithaca was my only interview, and my entire teaching career was here. In the 34 years before my retirement, there were many changes in the educational system. One thing I can say, through changes in policies and procedures, students, staff, leadership, and administration, our Ithaca community has always adapted and remained successful and competitive with the quality of the education we provide for our students. You only need to walk through the school doors to recognize the unwavering support from the close-knit Ithaca community. I am confident that any changes and challenges that will come for the future of our public schools in Wisconsin, the Ithaca School and community will adapt and thrive. I urge you to vote yes on the Ithaca referendum on November 5th.
Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson-Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Have you ever rode a dirt road with the windows rolled down, smelling that honeysuckle vine? Riding for no reason and you're looking, not seeing a house but every few miles. Have you ever been rocking on the porch with your daddy watching the world turn slow? That's where country grows. It's in the hearts of those who know what life's all about. It's laying your head on your pillow and falling to sleep around. You bow your head to Jesus, 'cause he's where it all comes from. And you know he'll forgive you for the wrong. Shelly loves Billy on the window. Have you ever heard a mama cry saying goodbye? But she knows her soldier's gotta go.
Where country grows.
That's where